Good day.
Now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. It's a whole lot better today weather-wise than it was yesterday. Not that it's any day at the beach today, that's for sure. Our temperature's still only in the upper 20s, but we have recovered from about 10 above at the crack of dawn this morning. That was here in the city of Butler, 10. Actually, some outlying areas had single-digit temperatures, but the big thing, no significant snow overnight, so those snow squalls, which were incredible yesterday afternoon, and you know, as the afternoon wore on, those snow squalls got heavier and heavier. And the temperature was dropping throughout the afternoon. By the time we got on toward twilight, late afternoon and evening, we had some real problems on roadways with the snow squalls and buildup of slippery spots. We had a lot of accidents reported, most of them, fortunately, fender bender type crashes. But it was a mess out there. So all in all, today, even though we're cold, it's a whole lot better. And there's very little wind either. A breeze has kicked up occasionally now over the past couple of hours, but for most of the overnight and early morning hours, it was pretty much a dead calm. So that was good. We didn't have any significant wind chill factor to worry about. And it was cold enough without significant wind chill. So no additional snow overnight, not very much wind at all. And that made it a little bit easier to handle the bitter cold temperatures. Even with moderating trends today, as you just heard Tracy say, we may get up close to the freezing mark of 32. We have to climb a couple of more degrees to get there. Tomorrow, low 40s, but even then we will be well below normal. Almost hate to tell you what the average high temperature is for Butler on this date. It's in the 50s, the low end of the 50s. That's average. So we'll be 20-some degrees below normal today. And even tomorrow, with a moderating trend, we'll be a good 10 degrees or so below normal. Yeah, it's chilly, and we're not even quite to the middle of November yet, huh? Although, last year, about a week before Thanksgiving, we're about 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving now. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Last year, the week before Thanksgiving, we had the heavy snow. Remember that? It wasn't bitterly cold, but we had heavy, wet snow, and it brought down trees and limbs all over the place. We had power outages that lasted for several days for many people. So we'll be coming up on the anniversary of that next week. It wasn't as cold as it was and has been over the past few days, but we had a lot of heavy snow. Climate change, huh? And the most amazing thing is that very seldom anymore do we have a white Christmas. You know, we had a brown Christmas last year, and that's been kind of the norm over the past few decades. We've been dreaming of a white Christmas, but we haven't gotten it. We've had the snow early and late, but not at Christmas time. Well, we have a good program lined up for you today. Speaking of Christmas and the coming holiday season, we're going to be talking on the first portion of the program today about an upcoming concert, holiday concert by one of the Sweet Adeline groups in our region, and it's a big chorus, the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. They are going to be performing here in Butler for the first time ever, I believe, at Butler County Community College. We're going to be talking with a couple of members of the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. And that would be D.N. Beavers and Mary Louise McCaddy. They'll be with us here in the studio to give us some info. I'm not familiar with the group, and certainly not familiar with their repertoire. So we'll find out about that in just a couple of minutes. We'll be chatting with them. And then later on the program today, more guests. Melissa Leedy from the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber will be joining us, along with Sheila Tallarico, who's the executive director of the Glade Run Foundation. So they'll be joining us a little bit later on the program. Oh, and I have to tell you, before we chat with Deanne and Mary Louise, I have to tell you that tomorrow, special guest, Marianne Cornetti will be with us tomorrow. The international opera star, mezzo-soprano, and she is an international opera singer. She sings all over the world. Graduate of Knock High School from the, I believe Marianne's from the Cabot area originally. Well, we'll have to ask her when she's with us here tomorrow. She is, I understand, going to be presenting some concerts locally to mark a significant anniversary of her career as an internationally known opera singer, mezzo-soprano. We'll have to ask her just what that means, too, tomorrow. But I've talked with them. I've interviewed her several times. And the last time she was here in the studio with us, it was just a delightful chat. She's a wonderful, down-to-earth person. You never know she was an internationally acclaimed opera singer. So, she'll be with us tomorrow, and I hope you can be here tomorrow at 12:32 as we talk with Marianne Cornetti. Okay, let's take a quick break here, and then we'll be back to talk with two guests from the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. Here on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to buy a house for the first time? At Armco Credit Union, they're known for competitive rates and low fees. But did you know their mortgage specialists will work with you every step of the way to make sure your best interests are served? Call the mortgage department at 724-284-2020 and ask them about their first-time home buyer program that allows a minimum down payment of only 3%. Don't have time to call or visit? Simply apply for a mortgage online, armcocu.com. Armco Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity and is federally insured by NCUA.
Tobacco for Less is perfect if you like to think big. Tobacco for Less is Western Pennsylvania's largest glass emporium, which has hundreds of glass pipes, a custom walk-in humidor stocked with a huge selection of cigars, and a 19-foot vape juice bar. They're always stocked with standard tobacco products, and their health and wellness department maintains a wide selection of CBD products. Tobacco for Less is always expanding and adding to their product lines. Be sure to check out their Sharon location that has just added a large health and wellness department. Stop by one of their locations in Butler, Sharon, or Aliquippa for all your smoking and vaping needs.
Do you have missing teeth or wear dentures? You may have heard of or are considering dental implants. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Todd of Butler Smiles Dental Care. There are many options available with dental implants, and making the right choice can be confusing. I have been placing dental implants since 2004, both full-size traditional implants and small diameter or mini dental implants. There are indications for both, but more and more we are using mini dental implants in a variety of innovative ways. They are easier to place, causing less discomfort, are less costly, and can frequently be used immediately after placement, allowing you to get back to eating the foods you like or smiling again right away. Traditional implants typically have a 4-month healing time before they can be used. I invite you to call our office at 282-7774 to schedule a free consultation to see if mini dental implants are the right solution for your dental problems, or visit us on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Coming up, folks, on this segment of the It's Your Turn program, I'm Dave Malarkey. If you're just joining us, some entertainment options for you. We like to explore those, especially as we get into the holiday season. And there's a holiday treat coming up in early December. We have two ladies here in the studio with us to talk about it. The Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus, going to be performing here in Butler at Suckup Theater. So let's say hello, first of all, to Deanne Beavers visiting with us here today. And also here is Mary Louise McCuddy. Well, nice to have you here. You ladies are both members of the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. What sort of a group is that, Mary Louise?
We are a women's barbershop organization, members of Sweet Adeline's International.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sweet Adeline's is the overall umbrella organization, and there are Sweet Adeline's groups all over the country, right?
Yes, there are about 600 choruses around the world, actually. Mm. They come from the United States, from Sweden, from England, from Australia, New Zealand. So they really are an international organization.
And Deanne, you're going to be performing here in Butler at Suckup Theater when?
Correct, yes. On Sunday afternoon, December the 8th at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Suckup Theater, of course, is on the BC3 campus. Have you been there? Do you know the place?
Well, I wasn't familiar with it until I made contact with Larry Stock to see about renting the theater for our performance. Wonderful theater.
Yeah, it's a great house. Good, great acoustics.
Great house.
Mm-hmm. A lot of musical groups performing.
It's a perfect venue for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really is.
And it's good size. It's not gargantuan. It's like, I don't know, 500 seats or something like that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I actually prefer, and I've seen many, many concerts there, I prefer to sit toward the back. You're still close. And, you know, wonderful sound is reverberates through the theater. So December 8th, that's a Sunday.
Correct.
Afternoon.
Yes.
Do you need to get tickets in advance, or will they be available at the box office, or what's the deal on that, Mary Louise?
Well, they are available at the box office, but people can get tickets via brown paper ticket online.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy transaction online, or from any chorus member, of course. But there will be some at the door, I'm expecting. They are not reserved seats, so it's a first-come, first-serve seating arrangement.
The website you mentioned is new to me. It is, what did you say it is, brown?
Brown Paper Ticket.
Not heard of that one before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you just go brownpaperticket.com and there you go.
Right.
Yeah. So this is, it's a holiday concert, right, Deanne?
It is, absolutely.
What's on the program? What songs will we hear?
Well, we actually, the program will be split into two parts. The first part, the first half of the show will be some of our general repertoire songs that we sing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half of the show, after our guest quartets, will be all Christmas music.
I didn't know that Christmas music could be sung in barbershop style.
Absolutely. We have standards, of course, sung in barbershop style, mm-hmm. and some kind of contemporary Christmas songs. We're doing just a couple of fun things. We're doing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
I remember that one.
And we're doing You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, along with standards, just to make it a little bit fun.
Now, when songs like this, standards, well-known tunes, are arranged for a barbershop, you're talking about four-part harmony here, right, Mary Louise?
Four-part harmony. We call ourselves tenor, lead, baritone, bass, just like the men do.
Mm-hmm.
The lead sings the melody line. Tenor is the harmony above. Baritone and bass are harmonies below the melody line.
Well, that's a little bit different from standard choral work because generally speaking, when you're talking about a church choir or something, it's sopranos that usually
have the
melody, and then you just go down the road from there to alto,
yes.
tenor.
It is a little different.
Baritone and bass.
Yeah.
So you have
lead. Tenor, lead.
Lead.
Baritone, bass.
Bass. What do you sing, Mary Louise?
I'm a lead.
Mm-hmm. And what about you,
Well,
Dan?
I have always been a lead, but just recently our director asked me if I would change to baritone, so I am doing the baritone, at least in the Christmas music for our show.
Well, that must be tough if you were singing lead for a long time. And then
well, it is, but I like harmony because actually, you know, in regular choral music, the alto actually most of the time has harmony. They're not the leads. The tenors, are, you know, the sopranos are usually the lead. And so I'm enjoying it very much.
I like harmony, too. Yeah, it's nice to sing harmony once in a while. Yeah, give the sopranos a rest.
It's a lot of fun. We joke with the chorus that the leads always have the lyrics, but the basses never get any. That they get all the bum bums and the doo doos, and they don't. But they don't ever have to sing any words.
Well, lots of times they don't anyway.
Right.
Yeah. How big is the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus, Deanne? How many people?
Right now, I think we have 55 members on our roster.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be a full sound then.
Correct.
Filling a suck-up theater.
Yes.
50-plus members.
Absolutely.
Wow. And you mentioned that you have some special guests, too?
Yes. We have one of our quartets. We have two different quartets. One is called Sapphire Sound, and those members are from West Virginia, mm-hmm. and one of their members actually sings in our chorus. So they are singing, and then our
headliner.
Our headliner, thank you. I was trying to think of the word. Our headliner is called Tenacious. They are actually international award-winning quartet, and two of the members of that chorus are actually the daughters of our director, David Wallace.
Hmm. So they'll be performing and
Quartets,
four people, that's one on each part that we were just talking
about.
That's
right.
Correct.
Huh? That's right.
Yes. And we will perform, like I said, our repertoire package for the first part of the show, and then we'll take a break, and then that's when the quartets will come up, and they'll probably be, Tenacious will probably do about a 20 to 30 minute set for us.
So the whole concert then is going to be a full afternoon of music, right?
I would say anywhere between an hour and a half to almost 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Are people allowed to hum along? How can you help but do that?
It's hard not to hum along.
Just don't hum too loud.
Right. And hum in tune.
Yes.
And you have to hum in tune.
That would be crucial. Tell us a little bit more, Mary Louise, about your group, the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. You are a competitive chorus, I understand. And what exactly does that mean?
Well, the organization, as I said, is a competitive chorus. And so each spring, we compete against other choruses in our region. Our region is Lake Erie Region 17, Great Lakes Harmony Region 17. And it goes from western Pennsylvania across northern Ohio, parts of Michigan, parts of Indiana.
Oh, pretty big geographical footprint
Pretty big geographical footprint. And we usually have our competition in Cleveland. It's sort of central for the region. When you compete at the regional level, if you take first place, you qualify for international competition. Or if you don't take first place but score above a certain score, you qualify as a wild card for the international competition.
How have you done in recent years?
Well, we have, as I said, we haven't won the international or the regional contest, but we have gone as wild cards three times in the last 5 years.
And where do you go, Deanne, for that?
Well, it depends on the year. As Mary Louise said earlier, we were in Las Vegas for 3 years in a row. So we competed twice in Las Vegas, and then 2 years ago it was in St. Louis, and this year it was in New Orleans, and I think next year is Louisville. So it's wherever they can get the contracts and for how many years. Usually it's just a year at a time.
And they try to make it be in various places around the country so that everybody gets a chance to get there.
Right.
It's been in Orlando. It's been in Nashville. It's been in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's been in San Francisco. It's been in Los Angeles. So
well, the members of your group had a chance to do a little traveling then in addition to competition,
yes.
huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's fun. So how did you start, Mary Louise, singing this type of music? Did you sing as a child in school?
I did. I sang as a kid. I sang in high school, and I sang in college. I actually studied voice in college as well as Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a relative of my dad who was a Sweet Adeline in the Newcastle chapter. They happened to have a chapter at the time when I was younger, and she begged me and begged me to come to rehearsal, and I told my mom I'm going to go with her just to kind of get her off my back. And when I came home from that rehearsal, I told my mother, you know, I don't think I like that music. And here I am almost 40 years later.
Still singing it.
So I guess I learned to love it, and I do. I love the harmony. I love the way we sing the music. I love the chord structure of the music. And being a Sweet Adeline is way more than just being a singer. I mean, you build such a strong friendship with the girls that we sing with. Mm-hmm. It's really a family.
A lot of camaraderie, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What about you, Deanne? When did you start singing this type of music?
Well, like I said, I've only been in this organization for 10 years. And I actually, when I first moved to Pittsburgh, I was singing with the North Hills Chorale, which is a mixed choral group. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend of mine from church who knew I sang, and he had an aunt that was a member of this chapter. And he said she was going to invite me to, they have like an open house night where they invite guests to come in and see what it's all about and look for, you know, prospective members. So again, I just, number one, the chorus I was singing with was on the same night as Sounds of Pittsburgh chorus. So I thought, okay, well, I've got to get there eventually, because she'd asked me 3 or 4 times to come. So in 2009, after Christmas, I thought, well, I'll just go one night, you know, just to, again, so I don't hurt her feelings, and go and see what it's all about. And so I went on a Monday night and got to actually, and they actually got me up on the risers. They gave me sheet music to follow along and sing. And I came home that night from rehearsal and called my friend in the other choral on Tuesday morning and said, I'm sorry, I'm going to change choruses. I'm going to go sing with a Sweet Adeline's chorus. Oh, and so I've been there ever since.
Rest is history, huh?
It is.
Yeah. The first time I ever sang music in parts, I can't remember, was in junior high school, seventh grade chorus. And I've enjoyed it ever since, although it's a period in there where I didn't sing, you know, out of graduate school and so on, but it's great fun, yeah.
It is great
and,
fun.
And I sense from talking to you that that's one of the big reasons why so many of the members of your group have continued doing this. Mary Louise, you have fun.
I do have fun. It's fun, first of all, to learn the music and to put it together and to hear it when it's finally coming together. And then we don't just stand there and sing. You know, we dance, we
oh, really?
Entertain.
We have some choreographed movements.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. It's not a concert style. This is about as concert as we get. But there will be, it's entertaining,
yes.
Especially for someone who participated in music and musicals all through school and in college. When you come out of college, there's not a lot of places for a young woman to go.
True, yeah.
And so Sweet Adeline's really fit the bill. I mean, they allow us to continue to sing and entertain even when we're not college kids anymore. So
you have a chance to see and hear the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus listeners in person at Suck Up Theater on Sunday, December the 8th. It's a concert that's billed as a classy, sassy Christmas. So there'll be holiday music, but some of your old standards as well, huh?
Yes.
What are some of the old standards that Sweet Adeline's sing?
Well, not as old as you may think. We sing Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun. We sing Spanky and Our Gang, Lazy Day.
Mm-hmm. Good Old Acapella.
Yeah, a song called Good Old Acapella. Mm-hmm.
Well, these indeed are songs that are more recent than I would have expected.
They are. People still do sing the old standards.
50
you know,
stuff like Nat Cole and some of that stuff.
And yeah. Some of the American standards like Sinatra and those that music as well. But we try more and more to bring more contemporary music in. We do This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Very contemporary. Mm-hmm. In fact, we were able to perform that number at Stage AE with the Women Who Rock fundraiser for McGee Women's Research Foundation. And it was a great opportunity for us to raise money for that that charity and to be on a stage with Sheila E.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be a treat.
It was. We were the opener for her.
Well, if you're going to do a little dancing, it'd be easier to do these more contemporary tunes as opposed to, I mean, I can't imagine choreography to, you know, like Orange Colored Sky or something.
That's a great song. Yeah. You picked a good one to mention.
It's a good song.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Not exactly visualizing people dancing around while they're singing.
Well, you might be surprised. You'll see. I hope you get a chance to see anyway.
How often, Mary Louise, do you rehearse in the Sounds of Pittsburgh chorus?
Every Monday night. We take a few weeks off around the holidays after the Christmas entertainment season is over. Mm-hmm. But every Monday night at the Sharon Presbyterian Church in Moon Township, it's right off of University Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Will this be the first time that the group has performed in Butler?
The first time at the Suck Up Theater, mm-hmm. Yes. Many, many years ago, we did the summer program.
BC3?
At BC3, yeah. Yes.
That is a while back.
Yeah, I
haven't had that for quite a while.
Right. But first time at the Suck Up Theater, and I'm very excited about that because it's a great venue, perfect for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it'll allow the people from this area, the northern, you know, northern Allegheny, Butler County, to come see us and see what we're all about.
I'm looking at a poster here, Deanne.
Yes.
And your attire is eye-catching.
Yeah.
Everybody is decked out in kind of a lime green outfit.
Correct. That was the costume that we wore this past September when we went to the international competition in New Orleans. Because, of course, New Orleans colors, you know, are green, gold, and purple.
Purple, yeah.
So that, if you notice on the poster, those are the colors that we have on. And, yes, it is very striking, especially when the lights hit it on stage. We have several different costumes that we wear depending on what we're doing. Now, this particular Christmas show that we're putting on will be the first time that we actually get to wear whatever we want. We normally have to all look exactly the same. But we all get to wear our own kind of sparkly black and silver tops and then pants and shoes. And then for the first half of the show, and then the second half of the show, we will wear some kind of pretty Christmas sweater or Christmas blouse. So
it'll be a visual treat in addition to a treat for your ears.
Absolutely.
Yes.
As we wrap up here, let's go over the particulars again, Mary Louise, the date and the time and so on and so forth for the concert.
Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m.
And I say concert, more accurately, performance.
Correct.
By the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus. They're members of the Sweet Adelines, and they're going to be putting on quite a show. Nice to have you ladies here today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Yes, we appreciate
really
it.
Really nice to be here with you.
This will be a nice performance to get everybody into the holiday spirit.
Absolutely.
It should. It should be a great kickoff for the holiday.
And that'll be shortly after Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is very late this year.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
28th of November. This is Sunday, December the 8th. Deanne Beavers and Mary Louise McCaddy visiting with us here today on this segment of It's Your Turn. We'll be back with more after these words. One of our sponsors on the It's Your Turn program today, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. You realize how close we are to the holiday season. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from tomorrow, believe it or not. Just a little reminder, when you're putting together your holiday gift list, consider putting the Society of St. Vincent de Paul on the list for a gift to help them continue their good works for the needy and less fortunate in our community. And they help the needy in a great many ways. They operate a food bank that is very, very active, serving more than 1,600 people every month. They also have a client aid program, which can help out a needy family with a doctor bill or a heating bill at the end of the month. And they also operate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store, located in the Greater Butler Mart for 16 years now. And every penny of the proceeds from the operation of that store helped to fund the food bank and the client aid program. So that's another way that you can put the Society of St. Vincent de Paul on your gift list. Give them some items that you no longer need or want anymore, whether it's clothing, furniture, even knickknacks. They'll be happy to take it at their thrift store in the Greater Butler Mart, Route 8, just south of Butler. Plenty of free parking right outside the door. Their drop-off bins are right inside the front door. Only take you a couple of seconds. Society of St. Vincent de Paul in Butler, they like to say, we stand tallest when we stoop to help others. Stick with us. More to come on It's Your Turn. We'll be talking with Melissa Leedy and Sheila Tallarico in just a moment. Be back.
There were lots of famous duels in history, but ours involves pianos, not pistols. Connecting to Tomorrow presents an encore performance of Piano Maniacs on Saturday, November 16th at the Lindora Legion. Tickets are $20 each, and the proceeds benefit C2T's teen mentoring programs. Doors open at 6, and the musical fun starts at 7. BYOB must be 21, and food will be available. Get tickets at the door, Butler County Radio Network, or Eventbrite Online, and join C2T for some dueling piano fun.
Welcome back, good friends. It's the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. Kind of chilly, but all in all, much better than yesterday when the temperatures were falling and the snow was flying with all the snow squalls and everything. It was pretty brutal. At least we have sunshine today, even though we're a little bit on the chilly side. Coming up on the next segment of the program, two guests are visiting with us. They're both visiting with us by telephone today. Melissa Leedy is the Member Accounts Executive for the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Hello, Melissa. How are you today?
Hi, Dave. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Sure. And also visiting with us is Sheila Tallarico. Sheila is the Executive Director of the Glade Run Foundation. Sheila, same. Happy Wednesday. Nice to have you with us here today.
Thanks so much.
Kind of hard to stay warm today, isn't it, huh?
It is.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, we want to talk a little bit with Sheila in just a moment here about the Glade Run Foundation. Melissa, Glade Run Foundation is a member of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, right?
Yes, they are.
One of approximately how many members?
We have about 1,000 business members in our chamber, so it's about, 23,000 employees?
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah,
it is a lot.
And your geographical footprint covers parts of several counties, actually, does it not?
Yeah, so our footprint spreads from the Lignite Quarter into the North Hills through all of Cranberry and Dilley and Opal, so Butler, Beaver, and Allegheny counties.
Hmm. Well, we want to talk about some of the activities and events coming up in the not-too-distant future under the umbrella of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. But let's first chat a little bit with Sheila here. Sheila Tallarico, Executive Director of the Glade Run Foundation. Tell our listeners initially, Sheila, what is the Glade Run Foundation? What do you do?
Glade Run Foundation serves Glade Run Lutheran Services, which is a historic 165-year-old human social service agency located in Zillianople with satellite offices in Butler, Beaver Falls, Pittsburgh, and a secondary school site in Utica.
Your campus in Zillianople is rather sizable, is it not?
It is. We have a 331-acre plot of land here in Zillianople that we've occupied since 1854. We do programming on about 50 or 60 acres of it, including a day school, as well as a community wellness center, which provides outpatient services to individuals, and our adventures program, which is a therapeutic equine animal and horticulture program.
And you said the history goes all the way back to the mid-1800s. My goodness.
It does. We are very historic.
Do you have any information? Obviously, you weren't around then. I wasn't around then. Do you have any information on the history, how it got started there, and who got it started?
We do. The agency was founded by the Reverend Dr. William Passavant. Back in 1854, he had made a trip to London and was moved by what he saw there to come back to this area and found an orphanage on this campus, and as well as a number of other social service agencies, hospitals. He certainly was, he put his faith in action and was a servant to many. But he initially founded Glade Run here on this campus as the Orphans Home and Farm School.
Hmm. And he got the inspiration for this from a visit to London, did you say?
He did. He was walking the streets of London and encountered some bad weather, so he went to the next door that he found to try and find some shelter, and it turned out that it was an orphanage, and they welcomed him in, and when he walked in the door, he found a sign on the wall that said, "Within these walls, the orphan shall find compassion." And that really moved him to bring that back to the States and to his hometown of Zillianople and found an orphanage here.
Well, if you're talking about the 1850s, this was the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, and conditions in London at that time were horrendous. I mean, all you have to do is read some of Charles Dickens' writings about that time, you know, Oliver Twist and several others. His eyes would have been opened if he was visiting London at that time.
Absolutely, and he really came home and saw some of those same needs here in his hometown, which benefited so many thousands of children over the years.
Passavant was also involved in the founding of Zillianople, was he not?
The Passavant family was one of the first families of Zillianople. So William Passavant actually married Zilly. Her nickname was Zilly Bassey, who was the daughter of a local founder of the community as well. So they were really kind of some of the first families of the city of Zillianople, the town of Zillianople.
Hmm. So who does the... Glade Run Foundation, Glade Run Lutheran Services, who do they help today? Any particular age group, or does it run the gamut?
We really have a continuum of services that covers everything from the very young to the very old. Our areas of service delivery include education, mental health, ID, DD, autism, and what we call unique therapeutic services, like our Adventures program.
Are all of the services that you offer done there on the campus in residential fashion?
They're not. A lot of people don't realize that Glade Run has a number of offices throughout Western Pennsylvania, and we're serving individuals, whether they be children or adults, in their homes. We're in a number of public schools with mental health partnerships. We're in community centers, so we're really serving people where they need service. So although we do provide services here on this campus, including transitional services, we have an acute partial hospitalization program, and our community wellness center that I mentioned earlier, and our school, of course, we are providing services to thousands of people in their own communities.
You have a residential school right there?
It's not a residential school, but it is a day school, St. Stephen's Lutheran Academy, and we contract with about 60 different school districts who bus children to us for day school education.
What about people on the autism spectrum, Sheila?
We do a number of programs. We have a whole continuum of offerings for individuals with autism, everything from autism support classrooms in our school to transitional offerings for teens. Our Adventures program does summer camps for young people with autism, and we are working on more and more programs as kids transition into adulthood to be able to offer additional supports.
Some of these programs would have to be relatively recent, right, because we've become much more aware of autism over the past few decades.
That's true. The prevalency has skyrocketed in the last decade. So a lot of our programs, our autism support classrooms in our school, we started in 2009. And that was really one of the very first programs that we did for individuals with autism, other than wraparound services that we provide in the community. So those have all really grown in the last 10 or 12 years here at Glade Run.
Do you think that the number of people on the autism spectrum is increasing exponentially, or is it just that we're able to diagnose it and recognize it more accurately these days?
I think it's both. I think it's both. I think that we're more attuned to the characteristics of autism than we were in the past, but also I do believe that there are more and more young people, babies born with autism, and individuals that are being diagnosed with autism spectrum disorders or Asperger's syndrome later in life.
Asperger's is, in layperson's terms, a milder form of autism. Am I correct on that?
It is. There's a whole spectrum of autism spectrum disorders, and that's why they call it autism spectrum disorders, but Asperger's is just one of those, and certainly is characterized by milder symptoms, social skills that need development, and things like that.
Among the services that are offered at Glade Run, therapeutic riding lessons. Can you talk about that a little bit, Sheila? Because this is something that a lot of folks might not be familiar with.
I can. It is so exciting, and it's a kind of a returning to our roots as a farm school, that we still have horses on the campus here, and we provide a number of different therapeutic hands-on experiential activities within our adventures program. We do therapeutic riding, which, of course, has a great number of benefits for all ages. We also do equine-assisted learning, which is a non-mounted activity that works with the horses. And we do summer camps for kids with autism and other disabilities in need of social skills development. So there are a number of different equine activities that we provide here on this campus to the community, to all ages.
Are the horses kept right there on the campus?
They are. We have 10 horses, 10 riding horses. We have two miniature horses, and we have a miniature donkey. We have a nice variety of horses to suit every rider.
I'm just hitting a couple of highlights here because of our time restraints, but maybe you could talk a little bit about the, because I understand you have a horticulture program, too, in your adventure services.
We do. We have a therapeutic horticulture program that is a component of our Glade Run Adventures offering. We have gardens and a greenhouse where students come and take classes. They learn everything about planting. They harvest. They learn how to use herbs in cooking. And it's also a really therapeutic aspect of our Adventures program activities, including summer camp. So our children who are in summer camp will also take advantage of those programs.
You mentioned St. Stephen's Academy. Must a student be referred by some professional to be considered for admission there?
Students are referred by the school district.
Okay.
And transported by the school district. So that's how we get referrals into St. Stephen's.
You also mentioned mental health outpatient counseling. This takes place at some of your various other locations apart from the main campus in Zelianople?
It does. We do outpatient counseling services in our Butler office, in our Beaver Falls office, and here on our Zelianople campus in our Community Wellness Center.
For individuals or families or both?
Both.
Wow. A lot of services.
There are a lot of services. There's a lot of need.
How are all of these wonderful services funded, Sheila?
We have a number of different funding sources. Youth who are referred to our school, those dollars are state dollars, state and federal dollars, education dollars. We also have Medicaid funding, as well as private pay, private insurance, and more we're developing more fee-for-service offerings. So it's a mix of funding.
Stick with us, folks. We have to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk with Melissa and also with Sheila about some of the current events that are coming up, one of which will take place at Glade Run Lutheran Services. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. We'll be back after these messages. The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way, getting there starts here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical. Just hop the bus, no car, no problem. The bus will get you there, 'cause that's what we do. Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
It's nice to have you with us on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. We're chatting with Melissa Leedy from the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber and Sheila Tallarico from the Glade Run Foundation. Melissa, you have a holiday-themed event coming up in the not-too-distant future at Glade Run. Can you tell us about that?
We do. So we have our Giving Tree celebration coming up on December 4th. It's going to be at Glade Run Lutheran Services. It is definitely one of the favorite events that we put on every single year.
What happens? What happens there?
Well, we present all the gifts that our members and the community have collected based on need, and we present those gifts to the nonprofits so they have them for all of their communities that would otherwise not be able to have those gifts during the holiday season.
And some of the gifts will go to Glade Run Lutheran Services, right?
Yeah, they are one of our nonprofits. We've partnered with 7 different nonprofits this year. So Glade Run Lutheran Services is one of them. Lutheran Senior Life is another. Mars Home for Youth. North Hills Community Outreach. Once Upon a Hero. Pittsburgh Mercy and the Lighthouse Foundation are all going to be recipients this year.
So the holiday Giving Trees celebration will be December 4th. That's a Wednesday, I believe. Yes, according to my calendar here. Where do the gifts come from, Melissa?
So we have an awesome outreach committee, and they reach out to the nonprofits and ask what the needs are in their respective communities. They give us a list of needs that they have, and our outreach committee creates little tags for each one. And we put those tags all throughout the community. So they're at our members' places of business, like there's a Christmas tree at Allegheny Health Network and the Wexford Pavilion, and a lot of other of our members display those tags. They're based on color for each nonprofit. And so anyone from the community can grab those tags, find that gift, and bring it back to either one of our offices before the holiday Giving Tree celebration when we present them to the nonprofits.
Sheila, I'm sure that you folks at Glade Run Foundation will be most appreciative, will you not?
We are so grateful for participation in this program, and we've been part of it for a number of years, and it really helps us to put needed items into the hands of those we serve during the holidays.
By the way, I want to mention one other thing. I was talking with some folks from the Butler County leadership class, which operates under the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, and they were involved in a program at Glade Run, were they not, fixing up the surface for the equine programs. Am I correct on that?
They were. We were so grateful and lucky to have been chosen by the Butler County Leadership Class. They did a number of different fundraisers and outreach to replace the footing in our indoor and outdoor arena and put new stall pads in our horses' stables. So it was a fantastic experience.
What replaced the footing? I'm a little unclear on that. Is it like a track or something or what?
The footing is when we build our outdoor arena, apparently there is a wrong kind of sand, and we had the wrong kind of sand in our arena, and it was too deep. So it made the footing really challenging for our horses and even for people who are walking inside it. So they undertook a number of different fundraisers to raise the money to take all that footing out and replace it with new footing that's made up of a combination of sand and ground-up tennis shoe soles, which is great. And it provides really safe and comfortable footing for our horses and the people that walk in there.
I've experienced that difficulty walking in sand on the beach sometimes. You just
sink
into it. Yes, it's hard to run. Well, anyway, I wanted to mention that because I know that was a great project. Melissa, tell us about some of the other things that are happening over as we move into the holiday season in connection with the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber.
Sure. So every single year we hold a holiday social. This year it's going to be on December 12th from 6 to 9. It's at Noah's Event Venue in Cranberry. And we started this tradition last year, and it was very well received, so we're continuing it again this year. If your business does not have the funds to maybe do a holiday party, or you usually just take them out to dinner, we would like to invite anyone in the community to make their company party our company party. We will present them with their own logo and recognition at the event, make sure everyone at their company is sitting together. And we also have the added benefit of live entertainment that night as well as with a dinner and some drink tickets. This year we have the Pittsburgh Philharmonic, and we also have Tommy Lee Thompson from the Dueling Pianos, who are going to be our entertainment for that evening. So it just is a great way to elevate and thank you and show recognition to your employees at the end of the year, and not having to go through all the planning of trying to create that at your own company or finding a venue for that. So that's something we put on every year. All of our members are invited out and anyone in the community to come out and celebrate and just congratulate on each other on making it through another year.
And where will that event take place again?
It's going to be at Noah's Event Venue in Cranberry.
Mm-hmm. Let me go back and check with you about a couple of recent events that operated under the umbrella of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. You had a big health and wellness fair recently. Did that go well?
Yeah, we had it this Monday. It was at the Cranberry Municipal Building. We were sold out of vendors. We had 55 vendor tables that day. We had a slew of different activities. We were so thankful for the community. We had a blood drive, and there's a wait list for walk-ins because so many people had come out and were willing to donate blood. So thank you for everyone who was able to come out and give a little bit of your time. One donation of blood helps save up to 3 lives, so we're very, very thankful we were able to help coordinate that. We also had a flu clinic as well provided by St. Barnabas. They were very helpful, making sure everyone gets prepared so that way they're not sick for the holiday season. They can spend time with family. They're not feeling sluggish or all the different slew of symptoms that come with having the flu, so we're thankful for that. And the last thing that we had was free exercises class for anyone in the community. We had a set of different ones throughout the day, including yoga, light fitness training, stretching, so you could kind of get a feel without having to go to the gym if that's something that you were interested in getting back into, and providing a free community class for you to get up and get moving.
You picked a good day for that because that was a holiday, so a lot of people would have been off work. Maybe that helped the attendance.
Yeah, it was great, and we offered, since it was Veterans Day, that was a huge focus for us. So the first 100 veterans that attended the event got a free gift bag of appreciation from some of our members' generous donations. So we were able to provide them with some great swag and really honor them and thank them for their service on Veterans Day.
I wanted to ask another question or two of Sheila Tallarico, who's with us, the executive director of the Glade Run Foundation. Is there ever a need for volunteers to help at Glade Run, Sheila, or is everything handled by your professional staff?
We have a great need for volunteers. Everything from helping to feed the horses on the weekends, to cleaning the stalls, helping to get the horses saddled and ready, weeding the gardens, watering our gardens, deadheading flowers in the greenhouse, to some things like painting. We had some days of caring recently where we had large groups come and paint some of our facility, stuffing bulk mailing. So we have a great need for volunteers. We also have a very healthy junior volunteer program, so you can volunteer at Glade Run as young as 12. And we have a number of different tasks and assignments year-round to keep people busy.
For people who might consider that, can they just call Glade Run Lutheran Services and see how they might help?
Absolutely. Hmm. Or you can reach out at volunteer@gladerun.org.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. And one final question. I'm assuming that there is a small stream or a creek that runs through the property or nearby that's called Glade Run, or how else could it have got the name?
That's true. There is a stream that runs through our property that's called Glade Run. Additionally, one of the reasons the name was chosen was because when you settle a new community, oftentimes the glade is the central location where a church may be or stores may be, and then for the run, water is present in spirituality, so that's really a part of our history and our foundation, our Christian foundation. So that was kind of a dual-purposed reason to name our agency Glade Run.
So there's a symbolic reference there as well. That's fascinating. Well, Sheila, we appreciate the time. Thanks for filling us in and our listeners in. Sheila Tallarico, Executive Director of the Glade Run Foundation. And Melissa, as always, good to talk to you as well. Melissa Leedy from the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Thanks for being with us, ladies.
Thank you, Dave.
Sure.
Thanks for having us.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.
Two guests visiting with us by telephone today, Melissa and Sheila. And thanks to our earlier guests as well, who are with us here in the studio, Deanne Beavers and Mary Louise McCaddy, both members of the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus, will be in concert in just a few weeks at Suckup Theater here in Butler. And just a reminder, a program note here. Can I take a quick break and then do that? Okay, we'll be right back with a program note as we wrap up our program here today.
Thinking about remodeling or refinancing your home? ARMCO Credit Union's new HELOC combines the flexibility of a traditional home equity line of credit with the low fixed rate of a home equity loan. Lock in different amounts, rates, and terms up to 20 years under one convenient loan agreement and monthly payment without the hassle of reapplying as your borrowing needs change. It's never been easier to join. So call or visit us at one of our locations or online at armcocu.com to become a member. ARMCO Credit Union is an equal housing lender and is federally insured by NCUA.
If you're struggling to find a gym that's right for you, try the Fitness Center at Applewood Chiropractic. You don't have to be a chiropractic patient, and it's the only executive-level fitness center in Butler. Open 7 days a week, the Fitness Center provides a clean, safe, unintimidating environment with modern equipment, fitness classes, and a full-time staff to assist you. Call 724-283-8894 or visit applewoodchiro.com. Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, Thornapple Drive, Butler.
Just a quick reminder, a special guest visiting with us tomorrow here on the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn, internationally known mezzo-soprano opera singer Marianne Cornetti will be with us tomorrow, a graduate of Nauk High School, native of the Cabot area, and she performs all over the world. And she is going to be doing some concerts here locally to mark an anniversary of the start of her opera singing career. So she'll be here to talk with us all about that on tomorrow's program I've chatted with Marianne Cornetti previously, and she's just a marvelous, down-to-earth person. You'd never believe she's an internationally known opera star, that's for sure. We look forward to chatting with her once again on tomorrow's program. Well, that wraps it up for today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay warm. It is not quite as bad as it was yesterday, and it'll be a little bit more of a moderating trend tomorrow. So we've passed the worst of this Arctic blast, and it'll only get better from here on in. I'm Dave Malarkey. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 1230 to 130, right here on WISR 680.
Jukebox with the best of country music, old and new. You can hear your five selections for a quarter, and somebody else's songs when yours are through. I got good Kentucky whiskey on the counter, my friends around to help me ease the pain, till some button-pushing cowboy plays that love song. And here I am just missing you again. Please, mister, please.